This is the Reading Instruction Show. I am your host, as always, Dr. Andy Johnson. Title of today's podcast is called Children of the Code. Now, I was having a discussion with a fellow online who insisted that early reading instruction should consist primarily of direct instruction of phonics. Now, his argument was that unlike learning to use oral language, learning to use written language is not a natural process. We're not wired to learn these skills, he insisted. Reading is a uniquely human invention, he said. And according to him, children around the age of 5 or 6 need lots of direct instruction of letter-sound relationships in order to learn, quote, the code, unquote. And when they learn the code, then they can decode or read. Now, this is a commonly held idea that seems to make good sense to many, but we want reading instruction to be based on good science, not good sense. So let's do a little unpackerating of this idea. Let's do a thought experiment. Now, what would happen if a group of children were placed in a controlled environment for the first 3 years of their lives? And in this controlled environment, only written language would be used to communicate and to respond to them. What do you think would happen when they left their controlled environment and entered the real world? Do you not think these children would use language to communicate, would use written language to communicate? Now, it may take a little longer for them to learn, and they may not communicate as efficiently as oral language children, but yes, they would communicate using print. And they would have learned to read and write without any phonemic awareness activities or phonics instruction whatsoever. Imagine that. And for the record, I am not recommending this as a method for teaching reading or as a research project. The first point, similar but not identical. While there are similarities between learning written and learning oral language, they're not exactly the same. However, we can use what we know about learning oral language to enhance children's ability to learn written language. Now, the sentence I just said seems to often be misinterpreted or misread by science of reading advocates. When they read this, they're probably just sounding out words instead of creating meaning with print. And so that there can be no misunderstanding, I'm going to repeat it a second time. We can use what we know about learning oral language to enhance children's ability to learn written language. While there are similarities, they are not identical. Point number 2, optimal literacy learning conditions. Oral language is learned by being immersed in real-life language situations. Here, children are immersed in authentic speaking and listening situations. People speak for authentic purposes, and they respond to you when you speak. We can use this understanding to create the optimal conditions for children to develop their full literacy potential. Now, the optimal conditions have 3 elements. 1, lots of talk. 2, lots of reading. And 3, lots of writing, all done for authentic purposes. However, this does not mean that phonics instruction does not take place, which is point number 3, phonics. Everybody believes that phonics instruction should be one part of an early literacy program. It's not the what of phonics instruction that's at issue here. It's the how and the how much of phonics instruction that seems to be a point of contention. Now, structured literacy advocates insist that there be a whole lot of phonics instruction with a little bit of reading, and what little reading does occur should involve only decodable books that reinforce phonics lessons. Now, balanced literacy advocates would say that there should only be as much phonics as students need, with lots of time left for reading and enjoying real books and writing for authentic purposes and social interaction based on reading and writing. Point number four, more direct instruction. Meaning-based approaches to reading instruction include plenty of direct instruction used to teach phonics and other reading subskills. In fact, the direct instruction that takes place in a meaning-based approach is more direct than direct instruction, than the direct instruction that takes place in a structured approach. It's called more direct because it takes place directly in the context in which it's used to the greatest extent possible. Meaning-based literacy educators advocate more direct instruction of phonics rather than more additional direct instruction of phonics. Number five, joy. Joy is a developmentally appropriate, research-based, evidence-based, scientifically proving, extra special, super important, really wonderful condition of learning. Humans learn more and learn more efficiently when learning occurs in the context of doing something pleasurable. In this regard, humans are much different than computers, something I seem to have to continually remind my structured literacy friends about. Computers learn things linearly, regardless of any emotion surrounding the input. You just type in the stuff that needs to be learned in a specific order, and there you go, all learned up. When humans learn, they're making all sorts of non-linear connections to other things as you input new information. And they have these things called emotions. Unlike computers, emotions impact the input, how the input is perceived, interpreted, and stored. When humans experience joy, they're fully engaged, able to absolutely perceive and interpret the input, and able to concentrate on the joyful experience. When humans feel boredom, frustration, fear, or humiliation, the blood in their human brains is shunted away from the frontal lobes, and they are not as receptive to learning. This is a long-winded way of saying, where's the joy? In a structured approach to learning, in a structured approach to new, to literacy learning, to learning new input, where's the joy? Children are seen through a deficit lens here, in need of wiring. Where's the joy? There's little joy in being wired. And I challenge you to go into a structured literacy class where students are busy being wired to decode. How much joy do you see taking place? Now go into a meaning-based literacy class, if you can still find one. And what do you see? Make a pie chart in your head, comparing the amount of joy per hour in the two choices, in the two approaches, in which pie has the bigger slice of joy. Point number six, humans are hardwired. It turns out that humans are hardwired to do all sorts of things. We're hardwired to make sense of things and to learn. We're hardwired to satiate curiosity. We're hardwired to recognize patterns and make associations. We're hardwired to communicate with each other and to seek out and repeat joyful experiences. And we're hardwired to learn things in developmentally appropriate ways at different stages of development. Hence, the conditions for learning are optimized when it's aligned with the natural hardwiring of humans and their natural inclinations. And that is a meaning-based approach to teaching literacy. This has been the Reading Instruction Show. I am your host, Dr. Andy Johnson.